The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with me as always, Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich here in Phoenix, Arizona. Had the privilege and the honor to hang out with him during the week, along with John Poulter, a huge contributor on the program. Awesome time hanging out with them, getting lunch, and just kind of being able to talk sports in person versus talking sports on the radio. Pretty cool stuff. I don't know. Got me excited. And speaking of excited, NBA playoffs in full throttle just got underway on Saturday. NHL hockey playoffs underway. And those things are pretty solid, too. Only two series at 2-0. Everything else at 1-1. Baseball, as we know, got that in full throttle a couple weeks in now. Fred, man, how you doing this morning?
Beautiful day in Southern California. Clippers Spurs later tonight should be quite a battle.
Yeah, we've got Portland and Memphis. We got Boston and we've got Cleveland. And then we got Brooklyn and the Hawks. So a lot of good NBA action to talk about. I do want to get some thoughts and opinions from you about what happened earlier, Fred. And then, you know what? I know he likes to be a guy that likes to talk about topics. So, Jeff, about what you said earlier about that reporter from ESPN. Oh, yeah, we're going to get into that right on the other side. Can't wait to hear what Fred Wallen has to say about that wonderful human being. Anyways, we're just getting warmed up. It is Dorf on Sports. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich along with me. Keep it close. You're hanging out. The Sport Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back in just a few.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of inhaling harsh chemicals while you're cleaning? I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. If you dread chores like cleaning the bathroom because of those chemical smells, then stay tuned. I have a few solutions coming right up, right after this.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Want to take back control? A Generac Home Standby Generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, automatically, whether you're home or away. Control your power, control your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
For more information, visit Generac.com or call 855-886-8203.
Many of the cleaners we use for our bathrooms use bleach and other harsh chemicals to disinfect and cut through soap scum, but this chore doesn't have to be an assault on your sinuses. You can make a great cleaner that will disinfect and deodorize by simply mixing a 1-to-1 solution of vinegar and water in a spray bottle. Once clean and dry, coat the shower door with one of the many water-repellent formulas available designed for car windshields. This treatment creates a barrier between the water and the glass so water droplets run off quickly. That means dirt and soap scum roll right off and water droplets never get a chance to calcify on the surface, so all you need to clean the glass is a soft cloth and water. I'm Danny Lifford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
All righty, welcome back. It is Gorfon Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich right here with me in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorfon Sports. Follow us here at Sports Byline USA, and then shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Okay, before we get into sports, let's get into reporters, and let's get into what they think is appropriate, and let's get into how wrong and how crazy and how much of a you-know-what this Britt McHenry is from ESPN. Bottom line is this, man. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. Have some class. Show people respect. And you know what? It goes a long way. It really does. And when you do it the other way, well, you know what? You make a jerk of yourself. And I'm not quite sure where they are with this yet, but I would have to think that no matter what, I don't care how good looking this broad is, I don't care how sexy she is, I don't give a rat's you know what about any of that. Have some class, have some courtesy, talk to people in a way that you should, and then maybe you won't lose your job. Again, I don't know where it is in that situation, but if she's a guy, if she's not this beautiful Britt McHenry chick from ESPN, and she's some guy like Fred or myself or Jeff, we're out of a job. I don't know where they're at with this at this point yet, but that would be my take on it. There's no place for that. You talk to people and you respect them, and that's all I really got to say on it. Fred, you first. How much of a you-know-what do you think Britt McHenry is?
Well, the first thing, if I read it correctly, the tape was edited, so we don't know what the other person said. That's A. B,
does it matter?
Yeah, sure it matters. She shouldn't have said what she said, but if she's responding to somebody else making a blank blank type comment, that's one thing. If you're just going after the other person,
she had nothing to do with that car being towed. So right. What does it matter what that woman said to Britt? And to be honest with you, I don't care what she said to Britt McHenry. Britt McHenry handled that situation completely inappropriate.
Remember about a year ago, Reese Witherspoon, maybe a year and a half ago, Reese Witherspoon, famous movie actress, gorgeous, did basically the same thing to a police officer. She said, "You know who I am." And guess what? When she got up at the Academy Awards last year, everybody stood up and applauded. They're going to see her movies. All I'm saying is that this woman shouldn't have said what she said. She'll probably end up losing her job. She's been suspended for 1 week now. But what I'm saying is maybe we haven't seen the entire story. People are still going to see Reese Witherspoon's movies. So there's an inconsistency in our society. And I've got to be 100% honest. I'm not sure I've ever even seen this woman on ESPN. So I don't know. I mean, what I'm saying is...
I know who she is. I've seen her before. I know exactly who she is.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, A, is she that pretty? B, is she that good? C, it all plays into this. And again, the number one issue to me is when I read it, they said the tape was edited. That's something. I don't know what they said to her. If they said something to her that irritated her, then she still shouldn't have said what she said, but it's not quite the same as if she just went on the attack. I think you would have to agree there. And I think that would give ESPN its out to not to fire her. And I'd like to see the whole tape. And
sure,
ESPN,
we all would. Obviously, we all would.
At this point, we haven't. So until we do, I think we've got to be fair to all sides.
Okay, Jeff, your thoughts about Britt McHenry and what your take is on the situation?
Well, like Fred said, obviously she was aggravated. She was aggravated to that point. But
you're getting wrong here, fellas, is this goes beyond that, man. If you feel that you have to belittle somebody else to pick yourself up, about yourself?
Let me finish this, because... I think that we get caught at our weakest moments with this paparazzi society we've become.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like seeing the whole world broadcast. I think the bigger story the bigger story with this, getting caught on camera is the police officer in South Carolina. If I read a story that he shot a man, running away in the back, and I just read that with no video context. I have that seed of doubt still, just because the police are supposed to be good and everything else that goes with it. And if I heard if I just got this report that, ESPN personality berates, tow truck employee or impound lot employee, I think that I would have a different perspective. But I think it's just so raw and in your face when we catch this, when we catch this stuff on camera. I'd like to see less of the Big Brother. That said, I think that I don't think that ESPN can go forward with her on the air because because regardless of the context, she still said, "I'm better than you because I'm rich and famous," and she
also said, "I'm better looking than you are too." Things like that. Look, again, man, it's about belittling somebody and making them feel bad to make yourself feel better. At the end of the day, what I'm really trying to tell you guys is she may be beautiful on the outside, but she's really ugly on the inside, okay? At the end of the day, when you got to tell somebody those kinds of things, you're an ugly human being. End of my story, man. That's it. That's how I see that.
Would you say the same thing about Reese Witherspoon?
Sure.
I don't care about Reese Witherspoon.
No, what I'm saying, she said exactly the same thing to the police officer a year and a half, 2 years ago, and she's been making movies ever since and making millions ever since. What I'm saying to you is that we live in an inconsistent, up and down world, society, whatever the case might be. This woman said exactly what Witherspoon said a couple years ago. They applauded Witherspoon when she got up and introduced one of the awards a couple of months ago. So
let me read something that I tweeted out a couple days ago. Verbal abuse based on social/economic status is considered, quote, bullying in middle school and high school, but a bad day when the pretty lady at ESPN does it. I mean,
right.
I think
so. Therefore, look, you're basically not. You don't like it, but you're still having that politically correct opinion about it. And the bottom line is, I'm just taking a firm stance. I think she's an ugly person on the inside. That's what I truly think. Because if she has to tell somebody else how ugly they are on the outside, well, on the inside, you're pretty shallow, and you have really you've lost me at that point, to be honest with you. Hey, let's get a fresh take on this, something that we don't normally do here. But Peter, I know you enjoy sports, and I know you've got an opinion about a lot of things. Your thoughts about this Britt McHenry chick, and if you don't know who Peter is, guys, Peter's our producer, making it all possible for us. Peter, what's on your mind about her?
I agree with you, Andy. I think that the verbal attacks, the personal attacks were wrong, but just from my perspective, and I know how I would be in that situation, I know I would lose my mind if I saw a meter maid giving me a ticket if I'm parked on the street. So to me, I sort of compare this similarly to a meter maid in a sense. It's these people are just like people who are serving you papers. They're out for blood. They're out to, and I understand that's how they make their money. But I know I would have used some choice words that I can't use over the air right now. I don't know if I'd have told the person she's ugly and has bad teeth and whatever else Britt said, but I just know how mad I would be. So I can understand her anger.
I mean, again, it's one of those things about being an ugly human being at the end of the day, and that's what I think is on the inside, she's very shallow. She doesn't really care about people. All it's about is how does Britt McHenry get to the top, and to me, that's wrong. I know we got a caller, Chris, but listen, what I'm going to do is before we get to Chris, we'll take a break in a moment or two here, and then we'll give Chris his due justice, his time to be on the program. So don't go anywhere, Chris. Hang tight through the break. Again, I want to give you your time because we know you, man. You're an avid sports fan. You love talking sports with us each and every week, so we want to give you your due justice. So a lot going on in the sports world other than sports, as you can tell. We got women reporters telling other people how ugly they are and how they're better than them. And I got Fred Wallen and I got Jeff Rich telling me that I'm crazy, I think, is what they're telling me, and that she should continue working and being able to tell people how ugly they are. Again, it is what it is, and people are people, and people do things, and a lot of times we react really quickly. We shouldn't react, and we should just kind of hold back and take it in, and then things. And I can relate a story I had, and I might do that on the other side, but keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
All right, welcome back. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich and myself both in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona, where it is just another picture-perfect day, to be honest with you. Let's go out to the phones real quickly. I do want to talk some Aaron Hernandez as well, guys, so we'll get into that too. Obviously, the verdict is out. He has a life sentence without parole, and he's going to be doing it about 3.5 miles away from where he played football professionally for the Patriots. I think there's some weird irony there, and I think there's a lot of weirdness with that whole trial. And there's another trial that's going to happen too, a double murder, and this thing is just really, really ugly, to be honest with you. But we'll get into that too, because I'm sure Fred has some opinions on that. But let's jump out to the phones first. We'll hook up with Chris and Flagstaff. Chris, what's on your mind, man? Sorry to make you wait so long. You got Fred, you got man, and you got Jeff. What's going on?
Well, Aaron Hernandez, he's on suicide watch. I don't know if you knew that.
I mean, are we surprised?
Yeah, he, I quote, he said the verdict was wrong and I'll miss you all, that's what he said.
Well, you know what? I don't necessarily think that the verdict was wrong. I think that...
Well, of course it wasn't. The guy had his DNA there. He left a roach there, and then he leaves the bullets there, didn't wear gloves, DNA was all over the place.
He walks into his own place with all of his stuff, and they've got video surveillance. He has his girlfriend or fiance, whatever, take a box away that she has no idea what was in the box and doesn't remember where she put the box. There's a lot of holes, man. I mean, and I'll be honest. I watched the – Fred, I don't know what you thought about this, but I watched the whole thing as it unfolded the other day, obviously. And, you know, I listened to those jurors after. And you know what? I give them a lot of credit, at least so far. They all want no fame out of this. They don't want any fortune. Again, we'll see if that changes at some point. But right now, I kind of like the way they went about it. And I also really like the way that they – handle themselves when asking questions about it. You know, they presumed innocence and they were proven without a reasonable doubt that this guy was wrong and guilty. And I found it to be very, very nice to see how these people handle the situation. Don't want money, don't want fame, want to go back to their normal lives. Fred, your thoughts about this Aaron Hernandez situation?
Well, afterwards we find out that Urban Meyer at Florida tried to calm him down, tried to get him with Tim Tebow, tried to get him into religion and the whole situation. But sometimes you're just too far gone. Nobody can help you. I mean, it's like I'm happy to hear that Urban tried to help him. And because, again, the Patriots knew what they were getting, because if you read the contract closely, the first contract, 75% of that money was dependent on him being a good, loyal citizen. And, of course, he actually was for that part of the time. So he got an entire amount of the money, and now he's not going to get, obviously, the rest. But when he signed the second contract. But the Patriots knew what they were getting involved with. And, again, maybe the word entitlement plays a role here, where everybody said right away he's a super talented athlete, and because of that he thought he could get away with anything he wanted to, and including, apparently, murder.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this – go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I think so, too. I guess so, yeah. But I was going to talk about the D-backs and the Rattlers and the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight as well.
Yeah, go ahead, man. What's on your mind?
Did you see Nick Diavolo's 9-touchdown pass?
Did not see it, but I do know about it. Unbelievable, man. I mean, what can you say about that? There's really not much you can say about a guy that can go out and throw 9 touchdowns in a football game, is there?
No, and right now, Jokey is about to put away Burdick for his 24th Masters title, tying Federer for second most all time, and it only puts him 3 behind Nadal for the most all time.
Look, I mean, the guy's unbelievable. You know, I've been saying this for years. he is superior in the way that his body is compared to everybody else. He doesn't break down. He hasn't broken down like Nadal. Federer's had his moments where he's broken down. Djokovic is a true warrior. I just haven't really seen anybody like this guy. Fred, I don't know your thoughts. I mean, I know you've been around a long time and watched a lot of tennis in your day, I'm sure. Look, he's a true warrior, and I don't know if there's ever been a guy as fit as he is out there on the tennis court.
Well, again, you know, I grew up with Rod Laver and Lou Holt and people like that. So it's almost impossible to compare 40 years back or 45 years back,
yeah,
you know, versus today. But if, as far as the modern players, I think you're 100% right. I mean, great shape, always in condition, always ready to play.
Well, I would think that today's athlete is superior to those athletes, and I'm not saying necessarily that they're better. What I'm saying is that technology and the way that things are, these guys are definitely quicker. They're stronger. They have better resources than those guys did. So you know what? I mean, look, it is what it is. They're all great athletes in their own right, and I agree with you. Very hard to compare different eras, especially when you're talking about tennis. Anything else, Chris?
What do you think about Archie Bradley so far?
Guy's awesome. I mean, from the small sample that we have of him, and there's a few things that we got to take into consideration about this, okay? First and foremost, usually pitchers, if I'm not mistaken, when you haven't seen a pitcher, he's going to be a little bit ahead of you as the batter. So the first go-around, these guys are going to struggle probably a little bit more than, let's say, the second time. And then when we see that sample of him, we'll have a real appreciation for this guy's really good, or, you know what, maybe it was just about these guys didn't have the book on Archie yet, and now that they've seen what his stuff is, they're going to be able to hit this guy. Fred, you're a little bit more in touch with baseball than I am. Is that a fair assessment by me?
It's a fair assessment, and also the beginning of the season, pitchers are usually ahead of hitters anyway. So if you add the two things together, you really can't make a judgment on how good this kid can be. But certainly, as a prospect, he was rated among the top 5 to 10 prospects for the last couple of seasons. So obviously, he's got great stuff, and he has shown it. And for the Bradley family, I hope he continues in that same realm. I mean, he's very talented. He's got the great stuff, and all things being equal, he should have nice career as long as injuries don't play a role.
Well, that, and, you know, he was a guy that was, you know, hyped up very big here.
Yep.
And you know what? A lot of guys don't live up to their hype. Thus far, I'd say he's living up to the hype, Chris.
I got a question for Fred here. Two things. The Rockies, big surprise, but they do this every year. It seems like the Rockies start off really hot when they start to lose midseason. But bigger question, can my D-backs actually be competitors this year?
Nope. Padres or Dodgers will win that division. Padres now with the bullpen with Kimbrel are going to be awfully good. And
Justin Upton's been pretty good for them right now. He's batting .330, four homers.
So I think it'll be the Padres or the Dodgers. And it would be only fitting if Matt Kemp hit a last game home run to win the division for the Padres, because, again, I think they made a mistake. By the way, Dodgers dealing away D. Gordon. Let's see, did D have a game on Saturday? Oh, that's right. He went 5 for 5. That's right.
Yeah, but Fred, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, and you can't look at one day's work versus a whole year. But again,
hang on. He stole 64 bases for the Dodgers last year. How many stolen bases do you think the whole team will get this year?
Maybe 60.
Maybe 60. And yeah, I think your point is well taken.
All right. Hey, Chris, anything else before I let you run?
Last but not least, Jordan Spieth. Nah, I mean, we all knew, I knew he wasn't a fluke. He got second place the year before last year. But he shoots a 62 the other day. This guy is unreal.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, man. I mean, look, I'll tell you what, a real breath of fresh air, if you will, and a guy that is really genuine, really nice, Nobody has anything negative to say about the guy other than the fact that they say he doesn't do anything great. He just does everything really good, you know. And if that's what everybody has to say about you is like the worst thing, I think you're going to have a very promising and a very long career. And Jordan Spieth, a very young guy at 21 years old, already has a Masters championship. I mean, it's unbelievable. And again, the way he followed it up, you're right. First round, I think he struggled that tournament. But the second round, shot that 62. And kid's unbelievable. He's fantastic. I mean, in a word, he's fantastic. And we didn't really talk much about the Masters. But Tiger, if you ask me, I thought he did much better than expected, Fred, Jeff as well. I thought Tiger performed beautifully, to be honest with you. You didn't see the 15 to 20 like handicap. You saw a guy that was, you know what, somewhat focused and somewhat determined to go out there and play some pretty good golf. And I thought he impressed me, to say the least. Anybody, Chris, anything before we let you run? I guess we lost Chris. So Fred, I don't know, man. You bring up some interesting stuff. Again, I kind of think we really haven't gotten too much into this Aaron Hernandez thing. We'll continue with that on the other side, along with getting into the NBA playoffs, because we all like NBA hoops. And Jeff, a big guy for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Me, the Milwaukee Bucks. Fred, you the Los Angeles Lakers. They're not in it. You got to cheer for the Clippers. So we'll get your take on that. Keep it close, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports. Fred Wallen in L.A., Jeff and the Dorf Man in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline. This is it.
Bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Fred Wallen, we're all here. You could be as well. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at @DorfOnSports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. Fred, didn't really hear much out of you for about the Aaron Hernandez deal. Let me hear your thoughts about the trial. What happens next? I mean, the people that spoke from Odin Lloyd's family, just that was like heartbreaking to say the very least. You know, when you really think about how precious life is and what it means and how people touch other people, and then you have people that are able to go out and do crazy things like murder people and you know, be cold-blooded killers, it just makes life and everything else just seem so, like, I don't even know the word. It just makes things seem so unbelievable, I guess, is the way to put it. And you just can't believe that there's actually human beings out there like this. Fred?
Well, there certainly are human beings out there like this, sociopaths, who don't think that anything they do is wrong, and they blame others for everything that they do. And I would say that just off of, and I've never met Aaron Hernandez. I interviewed him once about 4 years ago. He seems to be a sociopath. I mean, obviously, he continues to fight that he's innocent. Off the part I saw, and I didn't watch every day of the trial, but I watched enough of it, it's pretty hard to believe that he was innocent, you know, and the jury took, how many, 5 days, I think, whatever it was,
yeah,
to figure it out. So they took their time. It wasn't any question about that. And
let me ask you this. Were you surprised it was murder one, life without parole? Did you think he might get murder two?
Well, no, because murder two would be that if he didn't think about it in advance and want to do it. And if he did it, I mean, he obviously had planned it. So if
sure.
he planned it, it's murder one. I mean, in most states, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, my brothers are, but I think murder one basically is if you plan it and then do it, that's different than you didn't mean to do it, or, you know, it just happened on the spot. That would be murder two. And of course, again, obviously, according to the evidence, he had planned it. He had planned to set it up, and he set it up, and it looks like he did it. I mean, again, anything is possible. I mean, believe me, you know, the Northwestern Project in Illinois has saved a lot of people on death row, and also yeah. have discovered that we have killed, when there's a death penalty involved, we have
sure.
killed plenty of people
wrongfully
who were innocent.
Yeah.
So anything is possible. I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying off of what I saw, it's a case of a guy who is a sociopath, who thinks that he can do no wrong, thinks that he can push everybody else around. And up to this point, he had gotten away with it. And that's why he continues to state that he is innocent.
Amazing to me how he was able to sit there pretty much emotionless,
yes.
having very little emotion at all, one way or the other. Jeff, your take on it. And then we're going to hook up with Dave and Mesa, who's on the phone with us as well. So, Jeff, your take.
Yeah, you know, this never really got, you know, I agree that it was premeditated. Odin Lloyd was texting his sister. I think he knew he was going to die. He knew who was going to kill him. And that's really unfortunate, is that there's a loss of life as we talk about it. I don't know what we're talking about it from a
sense. Jeff, let me ask you something. In that case, why would he go and meet these guys? Like, if he really felt that way, why would you go?
I think that the it's probably something. I have to speculate here because we don't know because everything
right,
was
exactly.
circumstantial. Well, everything was circumstantial, but you know, I think that he got an ominous feeling. You know, sometimes you go with people that you trust, and the tables turn very quickly. You know, my problem is that you know he killed Odin Lloyd to cover up potentially another double murder,
yeah.
And there's going to be essentially no consequence for that because Massachusetts does not have the death penalty. There's no way that they can escalate his charge. You know, his sentence. From life without parole, so he gets Odin Lloyd for free. You know, if he's convicted in this double murder trial on the south side of Austin.
Yeah, very, very interesting stuff in this whole thing, and we still don't know the truth about it. And I think that ultimately is what makes it that much more difficult for us all to process. But let's hook up with Dave and Mesa on the phones. Dave, you got the Dwarf Man, you got Fred Wallen, you got Jeff Rich, and now you. What's on your mind, man?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about the Aaron Hernandez is it's kind of a lifestyle thing. When you go back to, like, Ray Carruth, that was more a crime of passion. His girlfriend was pregnant. He didn't want her to have the baby and on and on. I saw a piece on ESPN had played going through the history of Aaron Hernandez, and he always had those gang affiliations. There was pictures of him flashing gang signs and holding guns and stuff like that, and I just don't think he could ever get away from that lifestyle.
Hey, Dave, I'll tell you that you know, down at the University of Florida, Urban Meyer hated the home games because that's when he got the riffraff from Connecticut. You know, he goes to the Patriots. You have to think maybe if he's one of the tight ends that gets drafted by Kansas City where Tony Moiaki went or New Orleans where Jimmy Graham went, that maybe he breaks away from that. And I think that this is going to be a conversation with Tampa looking to draft Jameis Winston, that he's too close to his own environment, and maybe a removal by getting drafted to a team that's not near home would help Jameis Winston, as it may have helped Aaron Hernandez. But, you know, I'm all about personal accountability. So, you know, Hernandez, you know, that's his responsibility to break away from that lifestyle.
Yeah, and when you're making millions and millions of dollars, I think you got to say, listen, I got to turn my back on something that I know, and again, hopefully he knew that lifestyle was not a good lifestyle to have. And you know what? Obviously he didn't, because he is where he is now. So just I, in all honesty, a lot of this to me, I really don't care that much about Aaron Hernandez. I care about this Odin Lloyd and his family and how they move forward. The truth of the matter is justice was served. Aaron Hernandez is going to spend the rest of his natural life behind bars, and he will never see the streets again. And to me, that's justice. But the justice on the other side, you lose somebody in your family basically for no reason. Maybe because he had information about a double murder that took place in 2012. You know, and you can never replace that life. That to me is what is so understated here. Who cares about Aaron Hernandez and his football career?
Well, yes, but yeah, and it is tragic what happened to Odin Lloyd, obviously, with him and his family. You don't want to see anything like that happen.
Yeah.
But one thing from the sports aspect, you're going to see a lot of franchises opening up their eyes now, and it's just like the other gentleman had brought up about Jameis Winston. They're going to be looking at character before they unload a bunch of millions of dollars on these guys when they're coming out of college.
Well, and the question now is if you're an NFL franchise, do you take the risk on Jameis Winston? I mean, when you know that this guy, I mean, look, he's got a history as well. It's out there. We've seen it. But we also know that this guy's a hell of a football player. So what's going to take precedence? What do they do? Do they go after the potential, or do they say, listen, this guy could be potentially very harmful to our organization, and we got to take a pass on him.
Well,
go ahead.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
There's always a general manager or president or owner of any organization in sports who thinks that they can control the guy, and that's what's going to happen. I don't know if Tampa's going to take him or not, but he's certainly going to go in the top 1-2. You know, I don't think there's any question about that. And if you notice the young lady who were the Florida State throughout the case a couple of years ago has now sued him again, taken him to court again over the rape that she allegedly says occurred. So it never ends. He scored 28 on the IQ test that the NFL gives you, and that's what Peyton Manning scored. It's out of 50. You know, a lot of people.
He's a bright kid. He's definitely a bright kid, Fred. I mean, you know, because he's Southern, a lot of people mistake him for, you know, some bumpkin. But yeah. He's a, you know, he's like a 3.5 student at Florida State. I mean, you know, give the guy credit. He's, you know, his intelligence is absolutely no surprise to me.
No,
so,
I agree.
So, but sometimes, you know, because you are smart, you can weasel out of things. And so far, he has weaseled out of his predicaments. He missed one game last year, you know, almost like Johnny Manziel missing a half a game. You know, this whole thing is insane. You know, we talk about ESPN people losing their jobs, this and that. Reese Witherspoon is still making her millions. Football players miss a game or a half a game. Let's see what happens to the University of North Carolina. Kids not going to school, not really going to class. You know, I have an argument on Facebook with somebody over that, and it's very interesting because, I mean, if it's true, what happened at North Carolina, they should be hit, probably close the program. Now, you know you're not doing that, so you should be hit with like a 3 or 4 year cutback in scholarships, and you know that's not going to happen at North Carolina. And I don't think they'll force the firing of Roy Williams, even though he had to know because he's in charge. And
sure.
It's the same thing like Joe Paterno at Penn State.
Sure.
So we got a mess, Andy, in this world. There's no question about it. And the sports. I used to say that the entire sports world is crazy. Well, the entire world's crazy. And
well, what's that old saying, Fred? If you're not cheating, you're not trying. And I think it's like in every single facet of whether it's sports or whether it's the real world. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. But so I guess I'm not trying, to be honest with you. But do we still have Dave? Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, Andy. I know you guys are up against the top of the hour. So
yeah,
I'll
hey, anything
go,
else but... on your mind before we let you run, man?
Well, you know, I've been watching a lot, but some of the basketball and the hockey that's been going on. And when it's all said and done in the Western Conference of basketball, you know San Antonio's going to be standing there.
So you like San Antonio to get by the Clippers, huh?
You know, the Clippers got a good team. Golden State's got a good team. But, gosh, when every year when it's all said and done, San Antonio is always still there.
Yeah, not every year.
Not every year, but for a very long time, they've definitely been in the mix, and this might be the year where they're not in the mix. I don't know. I mean, I think look, whoever comes out of the West is going to be beat up, right? I mean, you got to get through some really good basketball teams, and I think that's why, you know what, Cleveland, look, I think they're the favorite in the Eastern Conference, but at the end of the day, man, you got to go out and make shots. You got to make plays, and it is what it is. So the Western Conference, I think the winner is just going to be beat up, going to be really, really scarred. In the East, I think Cleveland could, like Jeff said, the number is 16, and could they win 16 in a row? Maybe not, because once they get to the finals, they're going to have a game. And they may even lose a game or two here in the Eastern Conference just because it is what it is. You know, you're not up for every single game. But I agree with you, man. The West is unbelievable, and we'll see if what happens in the West doesn't affect them in the finals, because the Western Conference team that comes out is going to be absolutely beat up. Dave, really appreciate the call, man.
All right, Andy, sorry for your loss, buddy. Keep your chin up, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, too. Yeah, been an interesting week, man. Tough week. Especially tough doing the show today when normally my little guy would be sitting right at my feet with me, but wasn't meant to be. We'll be here back on the other side to wrap it up. Get a final thought or two from Fred about what's going on in the NBA for the playoffs. Maybe even a little hockey real quickly. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close, everybody.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Final segment here today on the program. Really went quickly, by the way. And thanks to the callers. Thanks to John Poulter. Thanks to Fred. Thanks to my man Jeff Rich. You guys always help me out quite a bit. I really appreciate it. And just a reminder, we are brought to you in part today by Homeowner Television, Radio, and Online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings and online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. Fred, before we let you get out of here, and Jeff as well, I got one for both of you. Fred, how tough is it going to be for you to root for the L.A. Clippers instead of the L.A. Lakers?
I'm just going to watch the game. But I want to say something very quickly and then throw it to Jeff. I wasn't going to mention this, but since you mentioned it right before the break, you lost your best friend this week. I've lost my best friends in the past. Our Sandy's got pictures all around the house of our Sandy the Sheltie, who passed a few years ago. Go to shelters, folks. There are thousands of dogs who would make great friends with you. They need our help. We murder hundreds of thousands. You could call it euthanasia. Hundreds of thousands of pets every year. This has to end. I know this is a sports show, but it's something very important to everybody. You know, we talk about a human being hitting a human being. Well, these pets are helpless. And they go in and they don't come out of the shelter. We've got to do something about it. Andy, I had to say that.
No, no problem, man. And I appreciate it, Fred. You know how I am. I'm the ultimate animal lover. And, you know, it's been a tough week, but, you know, we'll move on. Jeff,
well, first, like to echo that sentiment. You know, my girl Rio, you know, she was wandering around the desert when we brought her in. But quick thought on the Cavaliers.
That's where I was going, man.
I fear the San Antonio Spurs more than anybody else coming out of the West.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, you know. Spurs, Cavs, Warriors, Cavs. Who knows, man? That's why they play the game. Good music. You gotta get the heck out of Dodge. Jeff. The North, man. Peace. Talk to you next week, right here.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.